Robert J. Jeff Norell has spent much of his professional life teaching and writing about Southern history.
I had this marvelous grandmother who was kind of a favorite relative, and I was kind of her favorite grandson, and she would tell me stories, and I remember she often told stories about that had been handed down in her family from the Civil War when the family lived in Tennessee before they moved to Alabama. And I think, in some ways, her telling me these stories as a kid made me a historian long before I had any consciousness of that that's what I was. But, it provoked my imagination. And then, later on, when I actually got more good teaching, I didn't have any good teaching of history, but when I got to college, I had some good teaching of history, and that's when I kind of discovered what I was.
The history of race relations in Alabama has been a primary concern for Jeff Norell, who grew up in Hazel Green, Alabama, just north of Huntsville near the Tennessee line, at a time of deep racial turmoil.
I think the real formative thing about race was just seeing the segregation that existed firsthand and being able to remember it, and also being able to remember how intensely divided people were, and how angry white people were, including my father, about the civil rights movement. And there was this interesting thing in my family. My maternal grandmother, whom I love so much and spent so much time with me, was quite the liberal. And she was intensely violated by the demagoguery of George Wallace, and made it clear, was very vocal about it. And I sort of identified with her at the same time that I'm in this kind of father-son separation, alienation going on. And my father was quite a bigot, and that changed later on, but he was quite a bigot. And so there was whenever something big happened in the 60s, you know, the 16th Street Church bombing, or the George Wallace stand in the door in Tuscaloosa in 1963, there was a big uproar at my house at the dinner table between my mother, who really kind of adopted her mother's liberal views, and my father, whose views were really bad, negative, I thought. It's that kind of human predicament that had always captured my imagination. And I had tried to write about it in nonfiction works, but it's difficult, and people didn't quite get it.
Even as Norell published a string of highly praised academic histories, he also kept working on his non-academic prose style.
I just didn't believe that writing for academics was enough. There's books that academics write are read by so few people that ultimately, if I was going to spend the energy to write something good, I wanted it to be in a genre that some more people would read. And I've experimented with various. I wrote children's books in the 1990s. I wrote a big overview of American race in the first decade of this century, and wrote a biography of Booker Washington. And all the while, I was tinkering around with writing a novel.
In a lot of ways, this novel has just been a story that's been percolating in your head for a long time.
Yes, it has, yeah.
Eden Rise opens with a senseless, racially motivated murder of a young black college student at a country store in the Alabama Black Belt.
The boy that gets killed is really not an activist, and it's kind of been talked into participating in a so-called freedom school down in the Alabama Black Belt, and his white buddy says, well, I'll give you a ride, because that's what country people do. When somebody needs a ride somewhere, you give them a ride. And then they bring along another person who really is an activist. They have this conflict. Somebody gets killed. And that the story then goes from there to tell what happens in the ensuing crisis that occurs in this white family and in this town, this fictional town, Eden Rise.
It's a dramatic, insightful, page-turning tale that Robert J. Jeff Norell tells in his debut novel, Eden Rise. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.